Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Vice President Kamala Harris is calling for another debate with Donald Trump.
Vice President Kamala Harris says the American people deserve to see their two presidential candidates meet again. At a North Carolina rally, Harris noted this week's debate with Donald Trump.
And I believe we owe it to the voters to have another debate.
Minutes earlier, Trump rejected another matchup, writing on social media, "There will be no third debate after this week's and his June showdown with President Biden." Trump suggests a prize fighter who loses a bout is always the one calling for a rematch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Yes. So Kamala Harris says, "I want another debate," and Donald Trump says, "No, no more debates." Donald Trump looked terrible in the debate. He looked like a bitter, grouchy old man, and he wouldn't even look at her. But we're not going to talk about that today. Hold your thoughts, because we're going to get into the debate on Monday. Vice President Harris says Donald Trump showed his true colors during the debate.
That same tired playbook that we've heard for years, with no plans for how he would address the needs of the American people, because you know it's all about him, it's not about you. Well, folks, I said it then, I say it now. It's time to turn the page.
And Trump appeared to again admit that he lost the 2020 election. This was at a campaign rally yesterday.
I was told if I got 63 million votes, which is what I got in 2016, you can't lose. Just get 63. I got close to 12 million more votes than that, and we lost, but we didn't lose. And we're never going to let that happen again in this country.
Well, but then he said he didn't lose. He said he lost, but he didn't lose.
We lost, but we didn't lose.
But look, here's the deal. You know, hey, Donald, it doesn't matter how many votes you get. If the other guy gets more votes than you, then you lost. And it wasn't even about that. It was about the electoral votes. It was a bad week for Donald Trump. But there is a silver lining in his Georgia election interference racketeering case.
The judge overseeing the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and others has ruled three counts in the indictment go beyond the state's jurisdiction and must be thrown out. Two counts concerned the filing of a document with the federal court in Atlanta declaring Trump had won Georgia and 16 Republicans who signed it were duly elected and qualified electors. The third count charges Trump and lawyer John Eastman with knowingly filing false documents, again with the federal court. A grand jury originally returned a 41-count indictment against Trump and 18 others, accusing them of a wide-ranging conspiracy to overturn Trump's narrow 2020 loss in Georgia. 32 counts remain. Four people pleaded guilty last year after reaching deals with prosecutors. I'm Ben Thomas.
The chaos in Springfield, Ohio is now spreading as schools are closing from bomb threats based on Trump's insane pet-eating conspiracy theory, and local faith leaders are fed up.
Faith leaders and others are hitting back against hateful rumors about Haitian immigrants. Experts say it's nothing new to disparage migrants who move into established communities, but the president of the Springfield, Ohio NAACP isn't having it.
I am calling on Trump. I'm calling on J.D. Vance to retract their messages, to offer an apology.
That's Denise Williams, heard on Dayton 24/7, outraged by Donald Trump spreading a rumor that Haitian migrants have been eating people's pets.
No, they are not eating cats. And as our government said, dog.
Michelle Boomgart, director of the Christ Episcopal Church, says migrant bashing is unfair to people seeking a better life.
They have found jobs. They have come to pursue the American dream.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
All right, the father of the victim in an auto accident in Springfield is asking the Trump campaign to stop using his son's death to demonize the immigrants.
The father of a little boy killed in Ohio last year when a Haitian immigrant hit his school bus is urging Donald Trump and other Republicans to stop invoking his son's name in the immigration debate.
Please stop the hate.
Trump's campaign and others, including running mate J.D. Vance, have cited 11-year-old Aiden Clark's death in online posts bashing Haitian immigrants. Nathan Clark told a Springfield City Council hearing Tuesday his son should not be used as a political tool. That was the same day Trump repeated false claims during the presidential debate about Haitian immigrants in the town eating pets. Clark says Republicans can vomit all the hate they want about illegal immigrants.
However, they are not allowed, nor have they ever been allowed to mention Aiden Clark from Springfield, Ohio.
Saying his 11-year-old son liked to work in the garden and research different cultures so he could better understand people with whom he interacted.
I said to Aiden that I would try to make a difference in his honor. This is it. Live like Aiden.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
That's really classy to use the death of a man's son, to use a dead little boy to make a point about immigrants. That's really sad. I mean, it's sad. And the reason I talked about the breaking news with Donald Trump is I wanted to make a point. That breaking news that I mentioned about Donald Trump was a joke. But it was also designed to point out how absurd it is when Donald Trump lies and people believe it. There's no evidence that Haitian immigrants are stealing cats and people's pets and eating them. I don't think there's any evidence that they're stealing geese from a city lake and eating them. But Donald Trump says these things, and there are people out there who believe it. But Donald Trump has no foundation upon which to make these claims. So when I said Donald Trump had sex with a teenage friend of Ivanka during a sleepover when she was a teenager, and my source is the same source that Donald Trump has when it comes to this kind of bogus BS. Vote for Donald Trump if you want to, but just know who you're voting for. You've got a right to vote for Donald Trump, but we're here to point out things that you're not going to hear elsewhere. And it's important to point out this stuff because this is a man who wants to be president, who wants to actually maybe stay president and like never leave office. And that's something that does indeed concern me.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.